All right. Well, I'm so excited to see you all tonight. Thanks for being a part of this class. On behalf of all the other teachers who've been a part of this, I've been really excited to be a part of this class, and I hope you have too. It's been really encouraging. Just really wanted to take an opportunity to thank the elders for allowing me to be a part of this class. It's been really encouraging, and it's taught me a lot, and I've learned a lot over the past 4 weeks. Because this is really something that I really would like to do a lot more of in the future, is talking a lot about singing and the importance of singing in our worship and making sure that we stay focused when we worship our God in song. So this is a topic that I'm really excited about, and so this has been really encouraging for me. As we get started tonight, we're going to sing a couple of songs here right off the get-go, and then we're going to cover the stuff that we're going to talk about tonight. So if you would, I've got the songs up there for you. We're going to start off with Jesus is All the World to Me, number 590. Jesus is all the world to me, my life, my joy, my all. He is my strength from day to day. Without him I would fall. When I am sad, to him I go. No other one can cheer me so. When I am sad, he makes me glad. My friend, Jesus is all the world to me, my friend in trials sore. I go to him for blessings, and he gives them more and more. He sends the sunshine and the rain, he sends the harvest golden grain. Sunshine and rain, harvest of grain, he's my friend. Jesus is all the world to me, I want no better friend. I trust him now, I trust him when life's fleeting day shall end. Beautiful life to such a friend, beautiful life that has no end, eternal joy, he's my friend.
Number 350, when my love to Christ grows.
When my love to Christ grows weak, when for deeper faith I seek, then in thought I go to thee, Garden of Gethsemane. There I walk amid the shade, while the lingering twilight fades. See that suffering friendless one, weeping, praying there alone. When my love for man grows weak, when for stronger faith I seek, hill of Calvary I go,
thy scenes of fear and woe. There behold his agony, suffered on the bitter tree. See his anguish, see Father, draw me close to you. Calm now my spirit, peace renew. And yes, I know you hear, for you are near, for you have promised, and I believe. Then I will pray. Tell of your salvation, long before all your promises are true, and I believe. I lift my hand to reach your face, find in your arms a hiding place, to be enfolded there. Within your care, for you have promised, and I believe. Then I will praise your name forever. I'll give you thanks and magnify your loving favor for me. And I will tell of your salvation. Then I will praise your name forever. I'll give you thanks and magnify your loving favor for me. And I will tell of your salvation, for all your promises are true and I believe. Secure my heart, Lord, as I kneel. Make sure my trust, my all I yield. Then I'll be one with you in all I do. For you have promised, and I believe. Then I will pray. Thanks and magnify your loving favor for me. And I will tell of your salvation. fulfillment, for all your promises are true and I believe.
Amen. So as we get started tonight, I got a simple question for you. And that is, how do you feel?
Warm, I think.
Me too. But having sung those songs. Strengthen. Other feeling? I'm sorry?
Motivated.
Okay. Very good. Maybe some of you feel happy, joyful, encouraged, relieved, at peace, maybe even renewed as we just saw in the last song. I think that's a big point that we're going to try and talk about today is looking at our feelings tonight. But as we look at the last couple of points, is the reasons why we sing to our God. The seventh one that we're going to talk about is to find joy in our singing. When we sing, we should find joy. John kind of put it in another phrase is, it is our pathway to joy. This is God's designed path to finding joy, or at least one of them, is when we sing to our God. And I think that's a really important point, is that when we sing together, when we're offering praises to Him, we should find joy. Think of Psalm 33 in verse 1 that says, "Shout for joy in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise befits the upright." Or in Psalm 5, verses 11 and 12, says, "But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy and spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor as with a shield." So we can definitely hear the joy and excitement and passion that the psalmist expresses to God over who God is. And we see several expressions for joy in the Old Testament. Think back to the laying of the foundation after the exiles come back to their land. In Ezra chapter 3, verses 11 through 13, right there is when they're laying the foundation, and what does Israel do? Half of Israel is what? Crying out for joy, and the other half of Israel is crying because of the devastation that they witnessed there. But we should cry out for joy to the Lord, just as Israel did, because when they were laying the foundation there, it says that Israel was heard from far away because of their shouts for joy and their crying. And I think that's a really good example for us that we can learn from, is when we're singing with joy in our hearts and praising our God, you know, do our voices even echo in the building that we're offering the praise for our God? Or can even the person next to us even hear us singing to our God? Well, Israel, when they were laying the foundation, they cried out to God with such joy. Oh, is this a powerful? Okay, that's no big deal. Well, that's all right. We don't care. I think I've been not putting on my pants anyway. Yeah, we'll just continue on that kind of background. So we really need to think about, when we're singing to our God, are we singing with joy?
Are we expressing our hearts to Him in the fullest way? We think of passages like James chapter 5 and verse 13, where James says there, you know, if any one of you suffering, let him pray. Pray to the Lord when you're suffering. Or is anyone cheerful, let him sing praise to God. So when we're cheerful, James encourages us to sing praises to our God because we are joyful. And we should do the same. We should be happy and excited to sing to our God. But I would say that we don't have to only be happy to sing to our God. I think a big point is that we're allowed to express our feelings to God. The entire gambit of emotions are expressed in the Psalms when we read them. And instead of trying to cover up our feelings, I think it's really important that we need to express them. We have to get rid of this idea that the only emotion that we can express to God is joy. If we're mad, sad, depressed, anxious, ashamed, angry, or feeling lonely, we should sing to our God, because we can express our emotions to God when we sing. And I truly believe that that is one of our pathways to joy as God has designed it. I may not say this right, but maybe not everyone in here tonight is feeling happy. Maybe some are mad at somebody else. Maybe somebody feels depressed here tonight. We're lonely. We're anxious. But when we sing to God about our feelings, we can be lifted up to joyful hearts. Singing songs that expresses different emotions are really important. And that's what I tried to pick out. There was a few different kinds of songs as we got started tonight that express some different kinds of feelings. Think about the song that we just sung. When my love to Christ grows weak. I think we all can relate to a statement like that. I need thee every hour. That's not necessarily the heart of someone joyful, but one who's crying out to God for help. The mountain song. Oh Lord, I need a mountain to climb on. Just a quiet place to know you're there. Because I need to spend some time with you in prayer. So joy isn't the only expression of emotion, and gladness isn't the only one that we should feel. We should feel able to express all of the things that we are feeling to God. And we should do that. I feel like oftentimes we really neglect to do that. I feel like sometimes we use those good feeling songs to try and cover up or even mask what it is that we are really feeling inside, instead of having some good songs that really express our sadness or anger or loneliness and hurt. I think a big point to, thank you, sir. I think a big point is to remember that God is big enough to handle our feelings. That whatever it is that we take to Him, He is big enough to handle on His own. Listen to Psalm 107 verse 6, which says, "Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them from their distress." God is one who will deliver us, because He cares about us and is big enough to help us. Kind of some of the thoughts that we were heard this morning from Lawrence is we're not big enough to do it by ourselves. We're not big enough to handle all of our feelings and all of the things that we go through in life. We're not able to handle those all by ourselves. We're not able to get up the gumption to face everything. We have to remember that God is the one that we should seek, because it is the Creator of all who gives everlasting mercy and love, and He is the one who can handle the things that we go through and the things that we experience. So I believe, how do we find joy? How do we find this pathway to joy? I believe it is through this honest communication with our God that we can find this peace and this joy that we so long for. Just as we see the psalmists were continually always open and honest and very candid with God. Maybe even sometimes to an extent that we feel like we probably couldn't say some of those things. But we should learn from the psalmists' example of how they didn't cover up their feelings, but they took them to God. We have to stop covering up our feelings and take them to Him. And I believe that this is one of the pathways to peace and joy in the Lord. And so let's sing the Joy of the Lord, song number 559, to kind of end this point of we should find joy when we sing to God, because we have the freedom to express all that it is that we experience and feel inside to our God. The Joy of the Lord.
The joy of the Lord will be my strength. I will not falter, I will not faint. He is my shepherd, I am not afraid. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord will be my strength. He will uphold me all of my days. I am surrounded by mercy and grace. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord,
the joy of the Lord,
the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord will be my strength. I will not waver walking by faith. He will be strong to deliver me safe. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Amen. When we sing to our God, we should find joy. Or if you are one who struggles to find that joy, let's sing to God and find that joy that we do. As we transition to our last and final point, let's sing number 2021, Agnus Dei. I've got a lot of songs today. I've got to have that water.
Alleluia. Holy, holy,
final point is that we, when we sing, we glorify God. We bring glory to God when we gather together to sing and lift up His name. And I think John definitely saved this point for last, because I believe this one is the most important lesson, is when we sing to our God, we should be most concerned about giving God praise and giving Him the glory that He deserves. Listen to 1 Chronicles 16, verses 23 through 26. It says, "Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. And He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are worthless idols. But the Lord has made the heavens." The song that we just sang was written from the reference there is from Revelation 7, verses 9 and 10, where we have the great multitude before the throne, and the angels sing to God, and they say, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." God is the one who is worthy to be praised and is worthy of all glory. Think of even the psalmist. That was their utmost concern, was about giving God the glory and praising Him. There's even many psalms that focus specifically on praising different aspects of God, His name, or who He is, or what He's done. And we should seek to do the same. We should seek to glorify God and give Him praise for who He is. Even the Hebrew title of the psalms means exactly that, songs of praise. Giving Him the glory, and we should focus on that most importantly when we sing. So, I am a big fan of asking questions, and so let's spend a couple of minutes looking at this question here is, well, how do we glorify God? What are some things that we do when we sing that we can glorify God? And I've already said the first one a couple of times already, but we should praise who God is, who He is, and what He's done for us. Psalm 75 verse 2 says, "At the set time that I appoint, I will judge with equity. Our Lord God is a righteous judge who deals with us. He is our shepherd," as we often sing from Psalm 23. "He is our rock and our fortress," that we read from Psalm 18 verse 2. "The Lord is my rock and fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation and my stronghold." And most importantly, God is a God of love. As we see, maybe as a giant crescendo from Psalm 136 that repeats over and over again, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love is everlasting." We should praise God who He is and give Him glory for who He is when we sing. Secondly, I think this is a really important one, is that when we sing and give glory to Him, we do that by making commitments to God in our song. The psalmists often did this. They would seal their prayers with a commitment to God or an oath to Him. And I think we should do the same in our singing. We should also seek to bring our sacrifice to God, just as the psalmist did. In Psalm 5 verse 3, he says there, "O Lord, in the morning You hear my voice. In the morning I prepare a sacrifice for You and watch." Do we come prepared with our sacrifice of praise when we gather together to worship our God? Or another question is, what does it cost us to sing? When we offer our praise to Him, what does it cost us to sing? I believe it should cost us our devotion, our heart, our will. It should cost us everything, because we are giving all of we have to our God to give Him glory. We should make commitments of obedience to God and His will. Psalm 26 and verse 11 says, "But as for me, I shall walk in my integrity. Redeem me, and be gracious to me, O God. We should make commitments to God in our song to bring Him glory, because He is the one that is due the glory. And thirdly, we see the psalmists do this all the time, where they would make a proclamation to tell others about God. Psalm 22 and verse 22 says, I will tell of your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. Psalm 40 and verse 5, you have multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts toward us. None can compare with you. I will proclaim and tell of them, yet they are more than can be told. And I like this phrase in Psalm 34 and verse 8. He says, come, taste the Lord and see that He is good. The psalmist often proclaimed that they would tell others about God, and in our song, we should do the same. We should bring God glory by being excited about telling others about the gospel message and what God has done for us. So I think those are three really good things that we can seek to do in our song to give God glory. Praise Him. Let's make commitments and vows to Him. And let's make commitments to telling others about God to bring Him glory. Now lastly, I'd like to take just a minute, because I think every song leader has brought this question up in class, is the struggle so often that we seem to have with always paying attention in worship, or always staying engaged in worship. I think we all struggle with that at different times. And so I have a question of, how can we keep worship exciting when we are seeking to worship Him and give Him praise and give Him glory? I have just a couple of simple suggestions, nothing too complicated, to encourage us to keep each other engaged in worship, because it's so easy to get distracted. And one is, I encourage us to not always do the same thing over and over again. We often quote that passage in our prayers, is not to use vain repetition. And I would encourage us to do the same in our song worship. How many times do we sing the same songs over and over again? And how easy it is to get distracted or to maybe not pay as much attention when we're singing those songs. I encourage the song leaders, how many times do we have our old standards that we like to go to because we feel comfortable with them? I would encourage leaders to lead songs that they don't lead a lot, because it stimulates our mind. And along that same point, I think we need to be open-minded to learning new songs, and I think we've really done that over the past year. It's being open to learning new songs, not just for the sake of just learning new songs because we need to, but really when we start learning new songs, what do? We stimulate our mind. We think about the words more, do we not? We focus more on the words and praising Him and giving God glory. And I think that's a really good thing. So I think those are some good things to consider. I think another one, maybe more for song leaders to remember, is that in our worship service, we need to try and make sure that we sing songs that connect with both the old and the young, so that everyone can feel included and be excited and encouraged to bring God praise and bring Him glory. I think most importantly, we need to remember, and this is probably the biggest point in this, is that we need to remember it's not about the music, it is about the message. When we are singing to our God, it's not because of our graceful voices that go up to Him, but it's the message and the song that we sing and the words. And so let's pay attention to those. I remember Travis even saying that a couple of times. When we encourage each other, we need to pay attention to the words that we sing to each other, so we can interact, so we can teach, and so we can encourage. So singing should grab our attention and help us focus on God and give Him glory. And I think those are maybe just a couple of things that we can do to encourage each other to keep our worship engaged and exciting, if we use that word. So as we seek to give God glory, let's sing a couple of songs giving Him praise. Let's start off with song number 72, Blessed Be the Lord God Almighty. Mm-hmm. whoso.
Father in heaven, how we love you. We lift your name in all the earth. May your kingdom be established and your praises. As your people declare your mighty works, blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore.
If you are unable to partake of the Lord's Supper this morning, that's been left prepared for you, and I believe in the library over here, so if anyone needs to dismiss themselves, you can do that now. Let's sing number 76, How Great Thou Art. How great thou art.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook, and feel the gentle breeze. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me, I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sing my soul, my
God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Amen. Giving God the glory is the number one reason why we sing to our God. I hope you've been encouraged by this class over the last month. I certainly have. I'd like to thank you on behalf of all of the teachers here. I would like us to sing one more song, though, as we end our class. I thought it'd be appropriate to end class with a song. So I would ask you to stand with me, and let's all sing We Will Glorify, number 578.
We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Lord Jehovah reigns in majesty. We will bow before His throne. We will worship Him in righteousness. We will worship Him alone. He is Lord of heaven, Lord of earth. He is Lord of all who live. He is Lord above the universe. All praise to Him we give. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb.